Hey, g'day legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. This one's proudly brought to you in partnership with the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. My name's Jeff Ross. I'm your host, a proud father of three energetic boys, coming to you from the beautiful island of Tasmania, Australia. And this is the show where we help frustrated network marketers, affiliate marketers, and online entrepreneurs break free from the grind, master AI, social selling, and help you to build a business that finally works for you instead of the other way around. Now, let me ask you this. Are you ready to unlock the secrets to resilience, AI, and social selling for your business success? Hey, you want to know how AI and automation can help you to scale without burnout? Are you curious how top entrepreneurs leverage AI, social selling to attract their dream audience to them? Well, then buckle up because today's episode is going to be absolutely full of awesome sauce. I've got an amazing guest here for you lined up who's about to drop some serious wisdom on how to build and scale an online business without sacrificing your family, faith, or freedom. But before we dive in, just want to make sure that we give our sponsor here some airtime. So our sponsor this episode is proudly brought to you by Shopli. If you're an affiliate marketer, network marketer, or online entrepreneur, Shopli helps you set up your own online store with zero tech headaches. No more complicated funnels, no more wasted time, just plug and play and profit. If you're ready to level up, then you need to come check out Shopli. If Shopli had if Amazon, TikTok Shop, and Amway had a baby, you would have Shopli. So anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get into today's episode. Richard, welcome to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show.
Jeff, my brother, thank you so much for having me on. I'm truly humbled and grateful to be here today.
Brilliant, mate. And we've had a few tech issues to sort this out, but I know that you're a man of faith and we both just stopped and prayed and I feel like, you know, everything's got to be resolved now and we can just get into this and bring this amazing gift, which is our stories and the lessons that our stories have to our amazing audience here today. So thank you very much for saying yes to coming on to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. And I think the best place to start is to get out of our heads and get into our hearts and you know, help our audience get to connect with you, Richard, just like I've been able to. So I'd love you to share your story, you know, your story from essentially what I call Sucksville to Awesome Town. You know, Sucksville was the before state. It was the pain state. It was the frustration state. It was wherever it was where you started, right? And Awesome Town is where you are now. And, you know, and the journey it took you to get where you are to where you are now and the stepping stones along the way. I'd love you to share your story. So, Richard, what's your story?
Well, my name is Richard Kaufman, also known as the Comeback Coach. My tagline is from dope dealer to hope dealer. I love to give hope. I love to be that guy that is always there, always looking at glass half fully full. Not half full, but fully full. I'm a recovering drug addict. I just celebrated 36 years on New Year's. I got thrown out of the military.
Awesome, man.
I got back in the military. I got in a training accident and lost 80% of my vision. That's why I got to wear these stupid glasses. And because of a chance meeting with Gary Vaynerchuk, he started on me on my life of podcasting and writing books and being in movies and all this good stuff. So I'm just a junkie who got lucky.
Love that.
And I get to hang out with you. So come on, can life get any better?
Man, I absolutely love that. I love the power of podcasting. I love the power of serving from our purpose and you know, that God-given calling, if you want to call it, that mission. And I love how, you know, podcasting has brought us together. Like, I really feel like you're another brother from another mother. And it's amazing to connect with you, Richard. You know, I was able to do an interview on your show. Now you're here on the Laptop Lifestyle Dads. But I love to dive into your journey from military to overcoming this addiction and becoming the comeback coach. And it's an amazing story. You know, many of our listeners feel like they're stuck in that grind mode. You know, grinding it out but not seeing the results. So what was that moment that changed everything for you to help you to make a decision to take back control of your life and do something that you love? What was that moment like?
Well, I sat on my couch for 18 months after I lost my vision. I went through like 8 surgeries. And then some of my friends said, hey, you're the comeback coach. It's time for you to come back. And that's when I was like, I can't see good, but there's this platform called Anchor where all I had to do is push a button and I could record a podcast. So that's what I started doing. And I started recording like 6 interviews a day till eventually I think we're up to like episode 1360. So that was my aha moment. And then my second aha moment was having lunch with Gary Vaynerchuk. And he's the one that got me started on this path of podcasting and public speaking. So without him and Ed Mylett and John Lee Dumas, I wouldn't be sitting here in on your amazing podcast.
Well, amazing. You blessed me that way, mate. And they're really kind words. And I thank you for that. I'm just a dad, you know, living down here in Australia, and I've gone through my own, you know, comeback story, and I was able to share that on your podcast. And, you know, this is just 2 guys just doing what we love, heart-centered, purpose-driven, and you know, having a good old chat and bringing the lessons that are very valuable for our listeners, right? So, I mean, I thank you for that. So, look, a lot of our audience are full of network marketers and online entrepreneurs. You know, they're struggling with the rejection themselves. They're struggling with self-doubt and burnout. Man, you've got an incredible resilience. Yeah, so what were some of the mindset shifts that helped you to push forward when things felt impossible for you?
Well, first of all, I had to upgrade the people that I hung around. I had to, you know, stop hanging around with people that were not being successful. And I had to latch on to people and hire John Lee Dumas, which he makes over $250,000 a month from his podcast. So once you find out, well, it can be done, now you just have to find out what they're doing. And then you just have to, you know, find out what they're doing and then add it to your repertoire. So for me, it was upgrading my circle was probably the number one thing, was upgrading my circle mentally and spiritually.
I love that. What's that saying? You become like the 5 people you hang around the most, whether it's good or bad, right? You know, I think it's John C. Maxwell that comes up with that. I can't remember who said that now. But yeah, it's the 5 people you come and those 5 people, they influence you whether you like it or not. And I talk a lot about, you know, the Dale Carnegie book, How to Influence People and Win Friends. And, you know, there's a lot of power when you understand, you know, that we naturally become, like it's at our DNA-based level that it can't be helped, you know, that we become like the 5 people we hang around the most. So if you're, you know, drinking, you're smoking, you're going out and you're partying all the time, well, you got to look at your friends. And I know back in my 18, 19, 20 year olds, that's exactly what I was doing. And that was our life. But now, you know, in this place that I'm in, you know, I'm an online church planner, I'm a coach and a mentor, and the caliber of the people that I meet, you know, I'm doing funnels for Joseph McClendon and, you know, and some other big players now. That wouldn't be possible because I had to grow. I had to up-level my leadership. So that's what you're talking about, right? You know, the 5 people you hang around, like John Lee Dumas and Gary Vee, you know, they've inspired you to step up and play a bigger game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and the thing is, your mind doesn't know the difference whether John Lee Dumas is sitting right next to you or if he's in your ear listening to a podcast. So if people say they can't afford to hire a mentor, podcasts are free. You can listen to $15 a month on Audible. You can listen to millions of books on Audible. So your mind doesn't know the difference. So you might as well start hanging out with the winners. I don't remember the last time I turned on the radio when I'm driving. I listen to podcasts, audio books, and LinkedIn courses. So That's who I, those are the people I choose to be.
What is it? University on Wheels, right? You know, my 13-year-old son at the moment, like, he's editing all our podcasts for the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. And he said something that was very profound to me the other day. He said, "Dad, thank you for this opportunity because I'm getting free coaching. I'm getting free mentoring from all these amazing guests that you're interviewing. And I'm able to be a recipient of that wisdom." And so, like, he's 13 years old and he's already clicked and he's gotten that. That's pretty powerful. I love that.
And that's, you know, like, I couldn't afford to sit in front of Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecter for an hour, but I can have them come on my show for 2 hours and ask them anything I want for free. So I'm getting a PhD in business just by doing this podcast.
Man, that's absolutely smart. And I reflect on the book that we all know in this space, you know, Think and Grow Rich, right? Napoleon Hill. And essentially, that's what he did. He went and interviewed all of the millionaires at the time in the 1920s, and he just became a student of success. And he went and interviewed all these millionaires, and he documented their success tips. And then, lo and behold, we've got the book, Think and Grow Rich. And so there's some really powerful lessons in this for our audience, right? You know, at the end of the day, what we're talking about here is content creation, but it comes from a space that is giving freely. It's servant-hearted leadership, I call it. And Richard, mate, you just are the epitome of that. And that's why I wanted to get you on our interview of this podcast, because I wanted to share, you're someone who's doing the work. You're in the trenches, you're having a crack, and you're going through the grind, like you're going through the hustle, but you're very much heart-centered, you're purpose-driven, you've got a mission, and you're just, you know, you're doing it. I love it. So you've interviewed and worked with some of the most resilient people on the planet. What's one of the most powerful strategies you've learned from them and that, you know, in the online entrepreneur space? And how can our listeners use that lesson today to create financial freedom without sacrificing their family time?
Make sure that you schedule everything, including fun, including vacations. You know, even like Donald Miller talks about is, you know, I want to work less and I want to be on cruise ships more. So my goal is to be off 180 days this year and to work 180 days. So, but this way, when I'm working, I'm focused. When I'm working, I'm focused. And when I'm on vacation, I'm focused on vacation and family. Why work so hard if we can't enjoy the fruits of our labor?
Yeah, very important. Look, I'm not a big fan of the term work-life balance because we all operate differently. Yeah. And we've got to be aware of how we operate and how we work. So I like to go sprints. So I could go 90-day sprints. You know, do laser focus, get myopic, go 90 hard for 90 days, and then pull up for a couple of weeks and have a bit of respite and recharge and whatnot. So I think that self-awareness of our strengths and weaknesses and the way that we all operate, that's that balance where we get in that space. But everybody uses the term work-life balance, you know, trying to escape the 9-to-5 grind and all that sort of thing. I think they're missing the point here. And it's about purpose. It's about mission. It's about intent. And self-awareness is what you're describing. And I'm reflecting on a very valuable lesson that I picked up from one of my mentors. And he said, when you're sitting down, you're mapping out your plan and you're going through and you're doing your goal setting and you got to schedule out your actions and your task and your daily method of operation, put the big rocks first. Big rocks being family, faith, fun, you know, those things. And so schedule out the big rocks first. And then he illustrated, right? He got this cup. And he filled it up with sand first, and then he started putting these big rocks in and tried to fit all these big rocks in, and nothing would fit into the cup. And so the experiment was, how do you get all these rocks and all this sand in the one cup? And he highlighted here, if you put the big rocks in first into the cup, and then you pour the sand in around the rocks into the crevices and all that sort of thing, you're able to pour the entire cup of sand get all the rocks in, and you got it all in one cup. So the lesson here that I take away from this is put the big rocks in first in your calendar and make them non-negotiables, and you work in around those rocks. And so that's, yeah, very valuable lesson. Thank you very much for highlighting that, Richard.
Well, even like when I had David
Meltzer.
Anything
you want to add to that?
Well, even like when I had David Meltzer on my show, he's a billionaire. His company's worth $20 billion. He even says he schedules talks with his daughters every day, talks with his mother every day. He schedules his vacation and planner. And he also, if he's going to go out jet skiing for a couple hours, he puts it in his planner because time is finite. Time is something that we'll never get back.
It's the most non-refundable resource, right? Everything else we can get back. Time, you're right. And so where you go, Richard? What were we saying?
You know, each one of us only have 1,440 minutes a day. So what you do with those minutes is up to you. And you got to make sure that you rule your schedule. Don't let your schedule rule you.
Yeah. Yeah. Very valuable. Look, if you're not putting plans in around your schedule will rule you. So let's use it as a tool to help us to achieve our missions and plan around it, right? You know, a dream without a plan is just a dream. And so we've got to plan it out. We've got to operate in that plan. The other thing that comes to mind is, like, I'm a in peak performance, right? I go on sprints, as I say. But I always sit down with the family first. And it's like, okay, this is the mission that we're on. Dad's going to go sort of into that, crazy hustle mode for a few days. I need to get your buy-in and get your permission and get, let you understand what it is we're doing, why it is we're doing. And here's the result at the end of it. So like, right now, we're working towards to take my 13-year-old son to Japan for his 13th birthday. I said to the kids, like, travel's a big important part of us. Experience and memories are a big important part of things, but sometimes we've got to sacrifice the day-to-day time to get the bigger thing. And this is the game plan that we're going to have. Everybody has responsibilities. Everybody understands, like it's almost treat the family as a business in that space, but everybody has a role. And we're all working to the same goal and the same objective. And part of that is okay, Dad needs to go do these interviews. Dad needs to go do coaching calls. Dad needs to build funnels. How can I support the end mission? And how can we all have a part to play in that? So they feel included. They feel included and they're bought in. And so it's, what John, the book, The 21 Laws of Leadership, the law of influence, the law of buy-in. And I found that's very valuable for a family. As us as online entrepreneurs, we've got to get the family to be included on the mission. They don't need to, be part of it. They don't even need to understand why, how it all works, but they need to understand the why and the outcome that we're setting out to achieve. And I see so many couples in this space where their spouse doesn't support them and it doesn't understand them. It's because we haven't taken the time to just sit down with them to express the game that we're playing to help them to get buy-in, right? So I think what you've just highlighted there is two very valuable lessons is the scheduling out, put the big rocks in first, family first and faith first, but also to, get the, get people to buy into things. Okay,
yeah,
cool. So still there, Richard, or are we having any issue again?
Nope, I'm here. I'm just listening to you. When I'm sitting on a cruise
you're still
ship.
Here. Yeah, cool.
When I'm on a cruise ship in the Bahamas, that's with my family. That's when I'll look over and see and tell them, see why I was working so hard so we can sit and go sit on the beach.
Yeah, that's it.
So that shows them, okay, hard work pays off.
Yes. And we celebrate the little wins too, right? We celebrate the little wins along the way. And it's about being like focused, yes, but about present and listening with care and making sure that we do give people time and space to feel seen, heard, valued, and loved. I think that's the big takeaway from this part of the conversation.
Yeah. And like the book Atomic Habits says you have to stack your wins, and then you also have to celebrate the smallest wins, no matter how small you think they are. You still have to celebrate your wins.
Yeah, 100%. Cool. Well, I want to shift gears into the whole AI conversation, because AI is changing the way that us entrepreneurs run our businesses. So how do you see AI in a space that you're working in today, like AI-driven automation? Do you see it helping you to work smarter, not harder? How are you leveraging and embracing AI?
Well, as a podcast host, it used to take me about 10 hours to put out a great episode. Now it's down to about 5 hours, and I use ChatGPT 4.0. Mm-hmm. I love it, guys. That's what I like. It's what I use. I'm still learning. I'm using it every day. About 10 times a day I use it. I don't go to Google anymore. I barely use Google. But for me, it helps me generate headlines, hashtags, YouTube tags. It helps every part of my business. And I realize that AI is only as powerful as the inputs that you put into it. If you're not putting in powerful inputs, yes, You're not going to get powerful outputs. And I think that's where a lot of people fail.
Yep, 100% correct.
You know, they put one or two word inputs, and then that's it.
That's it. Look, my first experience with AI 2 years ago, I tell this story, is I didn't like it. I thought it was robotic. I thought it was dry. I thought it couldn't serve me. And I actually, like, when I first come across ChatGPT, I got on YouTube and said, stay away from it. It's not going to help you. But when I saw Jonathan Marston and Jeffrey J. Hunter and a few others, like, actually leveraging out of Marston, I was like, oh, I've got to eat some humble pie. What are they doing different? And exactly that point, right? It's an input-output tool. You got to put great data in. You got to give it the stories. You got to give it the understanding. It's the best way I could describe it. You treat it like a virtual assistant. You just hired this virtual assistant from the Philippines, and you need to give them your employee handbook so they can serve you in the best way. Like, you need to give them the systems, and they need to understand what you stand for, you stand against, you like your brand elements, and come from that foundation. And when you come from that foundation, you can go do really powerful things together. AI is just a lot cheaper than a virtual assistant is, and a lot more effective and a lot more powerful, right? But you got to treat it like that powerful tool that it really is. Love it.
And also, it'll also, if you ask it, it'll tell you what chats to actually use, what prompts to use. It'll teach you what prompts to prompt it for. So all you have to do is say, ChatGPT, write me a prompt for you that you like. And it'll pop out its own prompt.
Yeah, cool. Do you want to walk that through step by step for our listeners on how you do that? And just say, like, our listeners are some of them are very beginner level, right? So, I understand what you mean, but can you just help sort of interpretate that for our listeners and help them walk them through what you mean by that?
Well, and I'm a simple guy, guys. I'm a ninth grade dropout. I don't even have a GED, so I'm a simple guy. I just go into ChatGPT.
Same here, by the way.
Yep. That's why me and you are here. But I'll go into ChatGPT and I'll say, write me a prompt that will help me do the best liner note possible. So it's SEO friendly, and also add 5 short, 5 long tail keywords plus 5 hashtags, and it'll write out a whole prompt, what question to ask it next time. And then I just save it in my Google Docs. So now every time I have an episode, I put that one prompt in, and it gives me all the information that I need for my liner notes.
You know, that's really a valuable tip. So thank you for sharing, because there's a lot of people out here that are stopping from using AI because they feel like they're not a prompt engineer. They don't understand how prompt and all that sort of thing. And what you've just shared is you can get past that hurdle by leveraging AI itself to help you to craft the prompt and start there. That's really smart. Thank you for sharing. That's a lot of, that's experience and that's wisdom, right?
Yep. But
so
where, But where do you think I learned that? I learned that somebody said that in our group, in your group, our group. Mm. And that's where I learned it from. So guys, if you want knowledge, make sure you join the group.
Appreciate you. So that's the Laptop Lifestyle Dads community. And you know, that's the power of community, right? Doing something together. Like I believe there are enough coaches, there are enough courses, there are enough books, you know, teaching people what to do. But what there's not enough of is enough of safe spaces, connected communities where you feel seen, heard, valued, and you're doing the learning curve, the messy, chaotic learning curve together. And that's our heart, what we're wanting to create there. And I know, Richard, that you're getting a lot of value out of that. So are our other community members. But it's that together we can attitude, right?
Yeah. The military talks about a rising tide lifts all ships.
100%. And that, you know, on that note, it's like I, as a mentor and a coach and a leader, and I know you can relate to this, we have to keep growing because there are people we're serving. We have a responsibility to keep serving them and empower them, equipping them, and they can only rise and grow. You know, it's the law of the lid, right? The law of the leadership lid. If I'm an eight, my people can't, that I'm helping and mentoring, they can't go any higher than, you know, an eight. So I have a responsibility for me to keep growing and become a nine so they can keep going, you know, rising tides raise all ships. And yeah, I love the Spider-Man quote. What is it? With great power comes great responsibility. And I heard Jim Quick, you know, the brain guy, yeah, say this the other day, and he's a bit dyslexic, and so am I. And so I totally related to what he said. And you're saying that he had a story, you know, he got to meet Stan Lee, and, you know, Stan Lee was coming up with him, and he said, what's your favorite Marvel quote? And who's your favorite Marvel hero? And Jim said to Stan Lee, he said, well, Spider-Man, of course. And the quote was, you know, with great power comes from great responsibility. But what Jim actually said, and this is what's really landed with me, with great responsibility comes great power. So he flipped it accidentally. But when you flip it intentionally, that's a powerful statement. With great responsibility comes great power. So like, not in a narcissistic or an ego or an arrogant way, but in that servant-hearted leadership way. And we have a responsibility to empower and equip our people to do bigger and better things than we do, right?
And I love the quote, and I wish I know who remember who said it. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. So yeah. If you're a leader, you need to take care of your people. Make sure your people eat before you do.
Yes,
you know, and be a leader.
That's why I love, you know, Jesus' leadership is the perfect example, right? That he didn't come to be served, he came to serve. Yeah. And that's where I think that every healthy leader in any community, you know, if your leader is looking for the get their ego fluffed and, you know, get their tickets flying off them and that sort of thing, I think you've got the wrong leader in front of you. But if your leader is there to serve you, then all for it. Like, let's go. Love it.
Yeah.
So, Richard, with everything that you're doing right now, if you had to start all over again, you know, and you had to start from zero list, you know, zero following, you know, but you got to keep with all of the wisdom that you know now, right? So how would you treat your next 100 days? What would you do and how would you get started?
I would a social network, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, whichever one of your chosen platforms are. And like my brother Russell Brunson talks about in a trilogy series, I would find my top 100 people, I would follow them, and then I would do what they're doing.
Yep.
You can't lose. What is it?
The 100-day challenge, the one funnel away. Yep.
Yep. So if you just, that's the best way. Find 100 people that are doing what you want to do. Find out what they're doing and just replicate it because success leaves clues. So that's
sure
what I would do for the days, you know. I'd find 100 people that I like and follow them and nobody else. just those 100 people. And in 100 days, you'll be successful.
Yeah, I love that. And that whole conversation really sets up with what I always teach is, you know, don't go try to focus on reaping the rewards today. Yeah, each day you show up as an opportunity to plant seeds. And if you just go and plant seeds and you just go and live mission-centered purpose and go do the grind, like you fall in love with the process, you just go be consistent and show up for 90 days, I guarantee you your next 90 days are going to look different. Now, I'm not sure what the results will be, but I know that they will be different. And it's the lag effect we're talking about here, right? So what we sow today normally doesn't get reaped for about 90 to 120 days down the road. So,
and great, I know, love it. You know, geez, God is my CEO. I'm in charge of the work. He's in charge of the results. And me and him are a team. So we already won.
Brilliant. Love it. So let's wrap this episode up. Do you have any final words of wisdom before we close?
Yes. If I want to put this out to anybody, if you're looking to start a podcast, I'm offering 1 hour coaching for free just because you're a friend of Jeff. And we can do it through StreamYard, whatever you want to do. And also my new book that is the whole back cover is written by Mr. John Lee Dumas.
Love it.
It is now available for $2 on Amazon. So, and people say that they have bought the book at breakfast and they had a podcast by dinner. So for $2 to have a podcast, you can't go wrong. And like I said, if anybody's looking to get any business coaching, they get a free hour of my time anytime because of listening of this great podcast.
Matt, you're such a gracious leader. I love you and I aspire and thank you that I received that gift for our listeners on our behalf. And audience, don't just sit on that. Like really, reach out to Richard, act on that because you just don't know whose life you're going to touch because you're able to connect with Richard and he'll be able to help you to launch your podcast. So Matt, thank you for that. So our listeners, they can find that book on Amazon, can they? Like where can they find that book?
It's on Amazon Kindle. The ebook is available right now. And also, if somebody wants the autographed version, they can get in touch with me. And if they get the book for $30 and gets the Amazon, they get the autographed version, they get over $1,000 in bonuses, including coming on my show.
Right. So what's the title of the book again, mate?
It is The Podcasting Blueprint, Mastering Power, Profit, and Purpose.
Cool. Brilliant. Love it. And how can our listeners connect with you, Richard?
They can go if they just go into their toolbar, type in Vertical Momentum Podcast, we're on the first 8 pages of Google. So
great, man. Absolutely love it. Well, thank you very much, Richard, for coming on to the Laptop Lifestyle Show. Legends, what an absolute powerhouse episode. There are so much golden nuggets in this. Richard was breaking down, you know, power of resilience, mindset. You know, how to, you know, his story about becoming the comeback coach and how to leverage podcasts and social selling tactics. So here's the thing. Information alone won't change your business. Action will. You know, you've heard me say it 1,000 times and I'll keep saying it. I'd rather see ignorance on fire versus knowledge on ice. So here's my challenge to you. Take one thing you've learned today and go and apply it. Hey, tag me in your wins. Tag Richard in your wins. We want to celebrate you. We want to connect with you and help support you. If this episode has given you value, don't keep it to yourself. Make sure you share it with that mate of yours who needs to hear this, not wants to hear it, but needs to hear it to help them up-level their lives. Hey, make sure you subscribe and never miss an episode. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you can also find us on the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. All of the links will be in the show notes below. So drop us a rocket ship in the comments if you're tuning in and tag a mate who needs to hear this. And before you go, I want to know, I've got to hit you, Richard, before a dad joke. It's a classic. And it's part of our brand. You know, I'm known as the king of dad jokes. So, Richard, what is brown and sticky?
I don't know.
A stick, of course. But I'm...
Gotcha.
A stick, of course. Yeah.
That was good.
I say that to my 8-year-old son. He says, Dad, it's not what you think it is. I said, what do you think it is? And he says, oh, is it a turd? No, it's not a turd. It's a stick.
I love it, brother.
Nah. Well, thank you very much for your time, Richard. I really appreciate you. And legends, as always, stay caffeinated, stay legendary, and we'll see you on the next episode.